Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The County Drug Task Force conducted a probation search at the Royal Inn on 5th Street in Eureka yesterday. Officers contacted three people in the room, two of whom are on active probation. A search of the room turned up 2.5 pounds of marijuana with a street value of about $4,000, Vicodin pills that were being sold for $2 per pill on the street, a 0.5 ounce of methamphetamine, paraphernalia, and a loaded .22 caliber handgun. Officers arrested two men, 31-year-old convicted felon Robert Tyson and 27-year-old Stephen Ridley, who was wanted on a felony warrant. Both men were booked into county jail on possession charges as well as the probation violations. Officers also arrested 31-year-old Casey Hunter on suspicion of possession of meth, and she was booked and then released on a promise to appear in court. The investigation remains open by the DTF, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. St. Joseph's Hospital will host Dr. Jeffrey Brenner this week as it continues its efforts to increase the availability of health care in the county, as well as to identify ways to make health care more efficient and affordable. Dr. Brenner runs a program in Camden, New Jersey, that identifies patients who routinely make trips to the hospital's emergency room or who have repeated in-hospital stays, and to coordinate ways with those patients to improve their health care. A $2.1 million grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has been awarded to 6 healthcare alliances, including the local group, Aligning Forces Humboldt, which work to improve the quality of healthcare offered. Dr. Brenner will meet with healthcare providers from across the county on Thursday to discuss the goals of the local program. The Garberville Office of the California Highway Patrol issued the results of the maximum enforcement period over the Thanksgiving holiday. CHP officers were out in force from Wednesday through Sunday night, and officers from the Garberville area CHP issued 85 traffic citations, arrested 6 drivers on suspicion of DUI, and responded to 8 traffic collisions. Officers contacted 265 drivers during the period and assisted 68 stranded motorists. They also responded to 1 DUI-related collision. The CHP will be back out next month with a maximum enforcement period running from December 21st through December 25th. And with a storm system headed our way, Pacific Gas and Electric wants to remind customers that there are several steps North Coast residents can take to be prepared in case of power outages during those upcoming storms predicted to move through the area. Have battery-powered flashlights available along with battery-powered radio. Keep your cell phone charged as long as possible and only use it when necessary to preserve the battery. Freeze water in plastic containers that can then be stored in the refrigerator during an outage to keep food from spoiling, and turn off all electrical appliances during an outage to prevent a surge when power is restored. We'll have more on those upcoming storms when we return right after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The National Weather Service has predicted a series of storms will move through the area beginning tonight and continuing through the weekend. Brian Caffrey of the Weather Service said,
We're looking for a series of storms to move through. The first one will move in overnight tonight, bringing the heavier rain down over Mendocino County, and looking for like 1 to 3 inches of rain.
Low-lying areas could see localized flooding and rapid river and stream rise, as well as urban flooding on local city streets. The heavier storm is expected to impact the area on Thursday, as Caffrey explains.
The stronger system will move through Thursday. Another 2 to 4 inches of rain with localized amounts in the higher terrain of 3 to 6, and strong winds with this one, looking for 20 to 35 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 45 to 50 miles an hour through the day Thursday.
Sneaker waves along local beaches are not expected to be a problem, but high surf and wet conditions will make a trip to the beach damp and dangerous. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.